Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Take It by Bold Faith, already in progress.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. First is, I don't know if people have asked about the Daystar, the Joni table talk. It's now recorded and it's back there on the glass table. Both Daystar events are back there. So if you want to get one, feel free to take one. All right, this week Thurman had an email from Dr. Morris Cirillo's office, and they've invited him to come pray at a meeting. It's for Dallas and it's for America. It's Thursday, August the 4th at 7 p.m. at the DFW Marriott. And I don't know what time he's praying or anything like that. They did say they would, however many from the church want to come, they'll save a space for us. So if you think you want to come, you need to tell me so I can tell them, you know, head count. And Dr. Cirillo has been given 10 impartations for America. So he's going to share that, and I guess he's going to have various pastors praying, and Pastor Thurman Scrivener is going to be one of them. Praise. So anyway, praise the Lord. So that's Thursday, April the 4th at 7 p.m. at DFW Marriott.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, if there was ever a time in history when we need all of us, it's now, isn't it? We definitely need everybody. We need everybody praying. Something I want to tell you that, you know, if you're not praying, you're not seeing anything. You're not doing anything for Jesus. You know, he answers prayer. If you don't pray, he won't do anything. And I really have no idea the magnificence of what the King is really doing, but I do know that one thing he's done in our life that's almost brand new. I've never done this before, never even dreamed about doing this before, but after we were on the Daystar the last time, or maybe the last couple of times, I don't know, we've had people contact us via email from all over the world. I mean, we've had emails from everywhere. So you can't communicate with a person, you know, so except email. You think, well, how could God possibly answer a prayer by email? So anyway, we just started when people would contact us and say, I saw you on Daystar, and you know, or the Sid Roth show or whatever. Yeah, YouTube, they've seen us everywhere. They say, we want you to pray. Obviously, you're a man that gets your prayer answered, because there was somebody the other day, somebody gave them a CD, God's Power, and they was driving home, and of course, it's an hour and a half long. And they drove home listening to God's Power. And they said, when I got home, I sat there with the air conditioner running in the car. I could no wise turn that car off until I heard the rest of that CD. There's no way I could turn this thing off. I said, I've never heard anybody that talk like you do about the kingdom of God. But let me tell you, the kingdom of God works. Yes. It works if you pray, and if you pray in faith. So what Cheryl and I started doing with all these people that started contacting us, I have this problem. My mother or my daddy or my brother or my sister, I mean, it's my child. Well, we always write back with them before we pray for them and say, well, you know, are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And then have you got all of your sins confessed because you're sick because you've got a sin in your life? They never heard that. Not in their whole life. They never heard that sin brings sickness. And so when they can, they say, well, I didn't know that, but yes, I've done this or that or whatever. Or sometimes just from the information they'll give us, we'll talk a few minutes. We'll write back with them. And it's amazing the answers that you get. And sometimes the people just, they don't know anything. You know, they just come by us by accident. No, there's no such thing as an accident, is there? God is sending them by to read or to see what we are doing. And then, so Cheryl and I, if they're conscious and they can communicate, or somebody else is communicating for them, we'll say, you know, repent of your sins, and then we'll stand on a scripture and we'll pray for you. And especially with children, you know, when people see you're getting children healed, they contact you and say, my son is dying or my daughter's dying or whatever, they're comatose, have been in a car wreck or whatever. And you say, well, we need to confess sin or we need to pray the prayer of faith. We need to do something. And sometimes they write back and say, you don't understand. This person, my mother, has this disease. She had a stroke and she can't open her eyes. She can't eat by herself. She can't talk. She can't do anything. So she can't confess her sin. So I started telling Cheryl when we started getting these kind of things, I said, well, if there was ever a time to put John... Anybody know where it's at?
2023.
All right, let's put that John 2023 on the board. Let's see. I mean, this scripture, when I started teaching this scripture, I caught more flack over this scripture from everybody than any verse I've ever taught in my life. But look at what this verse says. What does that say? Whoever
sins
that you
remit.
In other words, if you forgive them, they're forgiven. That's too simple. He can't possibly mean that. And people come back and say, Thurman, how dare you think you have the power to forgive sin? I said, well, does the word say I have power to forgive sin? Now then, why I reckon do I have the power to forgive sin? Who lives in me?
Jesus.
Now, so can Jesus forgive sin?
Absolutely.
In other words, let's put it this way. When I look at you or you look at me, who am I looking at?
Jesus.
Paula, who am I looking at when I look at you?
Jesus.
When I look at your husband, who am I looking at?
Jesus.
Isn't that something? Jesus. Who would ever dream that we could forgive sin? So Cheryl and I have started, when they can't talk or nothing and we can't, you know, if they can't even get the information we need from them, then this is the way we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to John 14:23, we forgive their sins. Oh, excuse me, John 20:23. We forgive their sins. Now, if you forgive their sins, according to that scripture, are their sins forgiven?
Yes.
Okay, now then you might try doing this. Lord, I use that same verse on me. Lord, forgive my sins. Because you reckon you might have slipped up somewhere since yesterday or last week and might have had a little sin in there somewhere. It's pretty easy to sin, isn't it?
Yes.
And we don't want no sins. We don't want when that court case is going on in heaven, we don't want God the Father sitting on his throne with Jesus sitting there at his right hand and the devil standing over here. And the devil stands and say, God, your stupid son Thurman, he just did this sin last week. He has not repented, so I have legal right to condemn him of sin. And the Father, he has to agree with. He tells us when the adversary is carrying us to court, he said, agree with him quickly.
Yes.
Because he really, you know, he's not going to stand there and accuse and say Thurman sinned if Thurman didn't sin. But if Thurman or any one of the rest of you sin, I guarantee when you start to pray, that devil stands up and says, oh, you can't answer his prayer. You said in your word you would not hear the prayer of a sinner. Can you imagine the devil doing that to God and Jesus? Oh, yeah, sure. He's a good adversary. He's real good at what he does. But when the Holy Spirit is working down here, and all of a sudden, whenever Thurman happens to get his act together and he starts paying attention, he's listening, he's hearing the Holy Spirit say, you know, you sinned last week. You have never asked forgiveness for that sin. So then I say, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am so sorry that I did that. Lord, I did do that. I ask you to forgive me. I remit my own sins. I ask you now to wash me in the blood of Jesus and clean me up. So Jesus stands up in the court case and says, Father, did you just hear what my brother Thurman just said? He said he's confessing his sin. Now that he's confessed that sin, I died on the cross 2,000 years ago to pay the price for that sin. Now that he's repented, it's done. It's over. The Father takes that big hammer and says, case closed.
Woo-hoo.
Now then the devil has no legal right, does he? Okay, now then once you've remitted their sins and your sins and you ask for all of you to be washed in the blood, and the case has been closed. It's done. You got rid of all your sins. You got rid of their sins, her sins, his sins, whatever. And when you do that, then you say, Lord, now you told us in your word that in Matthew 18:19, I think that's one of Kim's favorite verses. What does Matthew 18:19 say, Kim?
Two or more are gathered in your name, I can do anything.
Now, Kim, it couldn't be that simple.
Oh, it is.
I mean, can you imagine a God that would write in a book in Matthew 18:19? In fact, put it up there. Matthew 18:19, that if two of us agree, where do we got to be?
On earth.
On earth. If two of us, and all we need is two or three, right?
That's right.
And we're on earth, if we agree about what?
Anything.
So if this woman has just had a stroke, and she can't talk, she can't do nothing, and Cheryl and me have gone to the throne room of God, we have asked the Lord to forgive her, we've remitted her sins, we've remitted our sins, we've asked to be washed in the blood, we've covered all this stuff. Now we go in and get Matthew 18:19, that says if just two of us, now there's two of us at that point. Usually we do this sitting in her office, or sometimes we do this even after we go to bed. So, but a lot of times we do it in her office because her big computer, she can type a whole lot faster on the big one than she can on that little iPad or iPod or whatever you call that thing. If the scripture says, in James 1:6-7, if the scripture says when you pray, you must believe with no doubt in your heart. See, now, that's where the devil, he'll stand right up when we pray. And we pray and we say, somebody might even ask you, now, do you really think that your prayer is answered? And this is the way so many people will do it. I sure hope so. The devil immediately stands up and said, he just sinned? You said in your word. Now, you think the devil don't know the word, Paula? Oh, he knows the word. He stands up and says, God, you said in your word that when they pray, they must believe with no doubt in their heart. And Thurman's not fooling nobody. You see that unbelief in his heart? He's not believing you're going to heal that woman. Well, the Lord says, you're right. He's not believing. Case closed. You don't win. You don't get nothing. Is that what he said? If you don't believe when you pray, you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways, and let that man think he shall receive nothing from the Lord. So you don't get your prayer answered.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Take It by Bold Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.